And on this Thursday, May 25th, 2023 edition of Newsmakers, Texas would allow public schools to use campus safety money to hire chaplains to counsel students under a bill approved this week by state lawmakers and sent to Republican Governor Greg Abbott. The Republican majority legislature approved the bill yesterday, the one-year anniversary of the school shooting in Uvalde that killed 19 students and two teachers. Supporters say the chaplains can provide critical counseling to help prevent school shootings. Critics take issue because the chaplains don't have to be certified, and they say the bill can open public schools to religious evangelizing. Local school boards and open enrollment charter schools would have 6 months to decide whether to allow chaplains, who could be employees or volunteers. A hearing on whether an Indianapolis doctor should face disciplinary action after she spoke publicly about providing an abortion to a 10-year-old rape victim from neighboring Ohio has become a political flashpoint. The Medical Licensing Board's hearing today comes after the state's Republican Attorney General accused Dr. Caitlin Bernard of violating state law by not reporting the child abuse case to Indiana authorities, as well as patient privacy laws by telling a newspaper reporter about the girl's abortion. Bernard and her lawyers maintain that she followed the law. A man has been charged in Columbus, Ohio, with raping the girl. A New York City college professor has been fired after first having a confrontation with abortion opponents at school, then threatening a reporter with a machete at her home. Julie Walker reports.
Art professor Shalene Rodriguez is seen on video posted to social media by the anti-abortion group Students for Life using profanities to berate them and shoving some of the materials off their information table at school. The New York Post sent a reporter to her apartment and has a video of Rodriguez threatening him with a machete to his neck. They say she then chased him down the street and kicked him in the shins. Another video shows Rodriguez chasing him and a reporter around the street with the machete. Police say they're investigating. Hunter College says they fired Rodriguez. Julie Walker, New York.
America got older faster during the decade ending in 2020. New census figures released today show the share of U.S. residents aged 65 or older ballooned by more than a third from 2010 through 2020, while the share of children declined, particularly those under age 5. Aging was propelled by the two largest cohorts of the U.S., more baby boomers turning 65 or older, and millennials moving into their 20s and 30s. Also, fewer children were born between 2010 and 2020. At the top end of the age spectrum, the number of people over 100 increased by half, from more than 53,000 to more than 80,000. The median age varied widely by race and ethnicity. Non-Hispanic whites were the oldest cohort, with a median age of 44.5. Hispanics were the youngest, with a median age of 30, and a quarter of all children in the U.S. were Hispanic. Black Americans who weren't Hispanic had a median age of 35.5. The number was 37.2 for Asians. Utah, home to the largest Mormon population in the U.S., was the youngest state, with a median age of 31.3, a function of having one of the nation's highest birth rates. The District of Columbia's median age of 33.9 was a close second due to the large number of young working-age adults commonly found in urban areas. North Dakota was the only state where the median age declined from 37 to 35.8 as an influx of young workers arrived to work in a booming energy sector. Maine was the oldest state in the U.S. with a median age of 45.1. Sumter County, Florida, home of the booming retirement community The Villages, had the highest median age among U.S. counties at 68.5, while Utah County, home to Provo, Utah, and Brigham Young University, had the lowest at 25.9. This was also the first census since the U.S. Supreme Court legalized same-sex marriage in 2015. The tally showed that more than half of U.S. households were coupled households, where partners or spouses lived together, and same-sex households made up 1.7% of coupled households. And that's Newsmakers for this Thursday, May 25th, 2023 edition. I'm Keith Black.